Safer Stops. A Driver's Night in Shining Armor, August 26, 2023. I'm a huge fan of any initiative to help truck drivers, so the launch of the Safer Stops Association has me cheering from the sidelines. I believe that truck drivers have one of the worst jobs on the planet. It is fairly tedious and quite thankless. The hours are long. They spend most of their lives away from their families. In Africa, it's downright dangerous too. It is thus that the launch of the Safer Stops Association has me seriously excited. At last, someone is actually doing something to help truck drivers. That someone is Focus. Columnist Nietzsche Scott Anderson, the serial entrepreneur who founded the Commercial Transport Academy, CTA, some time ago, has now founded the Safer Stops Association. Her aim: to transform the truck stops around the country and introduce Safer Stops as the new gold standard to which every truck stop should aspire. Safer Stops emerged from the gender diversity initiatives facilitated by the CTA, explains Scott Anderson. In the process of pinpointing obstacles preventing women from embarking on long-haul trucking careers, we discerned a profound shortage of truck stops addressing female drivers' unique requirements. Our investigation of truck stops along principal routes revealed widespread shortcomings in catering to the enduring physical and emotional well-being of drivers, irrespective of their gender. Mental health is another priority for Safer Stops. We now know that depression is one of the leading problems that truck drivers suffer from, particularly with the time they spend alone. Mental, physical, and emotional health are all key, and we will be looking to address all of these requirements, says Scott Anderson. This is a topic I came across earlier this year while visiting the Brisbane Truck Show. The show's charity partner was an organization called Healthy Heads in Trucks and Sheds. It was founded because mental health is recognized as a significant issue for the Australian road transport and logistics industries. Risk factors, such as long hours, workplace isolation, pressure to meet delivery schedules, and the need for continual alertness while operating heavy machinery, all contribute to making those in the transport, postal, and warehousing industries extremely vulnerable to mental health issues, according to a spokesperson for the not-for-profit Charitable Foundation. Exactly the same situation exists in South Africa. Moreover, there is a dire need to provide local drivers with Wi-Fi access and entertainment facilities at truck stops, to enable them to rest and recuperate en route. To empower drivers with valuable skills and new qualifications, Safer Stops is actively developing easily accessible and user-friendly education and learning materials. These resources will be designed to be readily accessible and easily digestible, ensuring that drivers can conveniently enhance their knowledge and acquire new qualifications. We know we cannot tackle this challenge alone, continues Scott Anderson. As the bedrock of the logistics industry and wider economy, truck drivers perform an essential role and should be considered essential workers. Their tireless efforts power our communities, and it's our turn to give back. At Safer Stops, our dedication is unwavering. We want to elevate the facilities, infrastructure, and resources that these crucial workers rely upon, with an unerring focus on fostering safer truck stops. We salute Nietzsche for taking the initiative to launch Safer Stops. It is a much-needed entity that should make the lives of truck drivers a little more enjoyable, healthier, and less dangerous. Having said that, I'm still not giving up my job to become a truck driver.